Year 1838. April 16th. It is impossible for me to express and to write, Mr. C.P., about this very unfortunate state in which I was and continue to find myself, just as I used to. I can't explain the situation even to myself. I have this great fatigue, this sense of discontent with myself, seeing myself as incapable of doing anything, and everything that I do as done poorly. A desire, a passion that envelops my entire spirit, a penitential desire, to rip myself totally away from the world, to sever all ties, to be alone and to live in complete prayer and mortification. I desire to taste the contemplation of spiritual things, constantly reviewing my conscience and my past life. In this weakened state of my body, there is no strength to do anything. I do not even want to speak. From the state in which I find myself today, and looking back at my life for some time, and with my obligation to the future, there is within me an overpowering need to undertake and live a strict spiritual life. Why go on fooling myself? Despite our thoughts, plans, and religious practices, we become prisoners of our bad habits and the customs of a paganized world. Therefore, we need to throw off the yoke of our imprisonment. The way in which I live and lived, I see that I constantly set out to fail in emotional humility, genuine love of God and neighbor, and from retreating from worldly goods. I cannot live this way any longer. I would like to begin life on a higher note, a Christian life, in open battle against the ways of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Spending my whole youth in the illusion and mistakes of the world, today I feel like a Christian. A need and a desire to traverse the school of Christ, becoming stronger in the truth and schooled in its practice, without regard for human concerns. After my conversion, I threw myself entirely into the most honest desires, but maybe less wisely to converting others and not learning. I now see that I need schooling in the Christian life. That which we have done so far has been too worldly. It is now necessary to move far away from the world, straight towards God. Difficult advice. The Lord calls. He makes it easier. It is difficult to lean on His mercy. I hope this year to see the end of my worries which have lately been plaguing me, making my life unhappy and even unsafe for my spirit in the world. God, do not abandon me. Through your mercy and your desire for me to serve you, make the path to which you call me sure, straight, and more perfect.